right, little foreshadowing. I had a wife. Nick Fuentes is coming up to cover the waterfront in the third and fourth hour. I want to get into the confirmed weaponization of ticks, the latest developments on that when we come back. I'm going to get into Massey. I'm going to get into the economy. I'm going to get into these Fox News. I'm about reptoid aliens about to be declassified. It's all coming up in this hour. I'm going to just jam-pack this sucker. They're also saying full-grown naked adults can come up to your children. The Democrats are. You can't make this up. It's all part of the pedo takeover. But here's Nick Fuentes on Thomas Massey.
Let me predict the future for you. This is what nobody else is going to tell you. If Massey loses tomorrow, and it's looking like he might, to be honest, that's what the betting markets say. I hope he wins, but the betting markets, Polymarket, Kalshi, they all say he's heading to a defeat. If Thomas Massey loses, Twitter will say, oh, well, the Israel lobby won. They always get what they want. They poured all this money in. We all know what happened here. But do you know what the history books will say? Do you know what the mainstream media will record? If Thomas Massey loses, that will be the headline in every paper. They will say Trump has still got it. That is the cost of opposing the president. That is the narrative they will spin. They will say Thomas Massey went against Trump. Big mistake. You don't go against Trump. It's still his party. Even though he's unpopular, even though his favorability and his approval is at an all-time low, even in spite of his failure in the war, even in spite of his spiraling numbers on the economy, they're going to say Trump still has this unimpeachable, no pun intended, influence over the party, and that is the price that Thomas Massey paid. That is the spin. That is going to be the spin. And I told you this on Thursday. The narrative is getting more convoluted. What do I mean by that? What I mean is, obviously, we know that Thomas Massey is being buried in Jewish money right now. We know this scandal is being propped up by people like Laura Loomer, who is a Jewish operative. We all know why this guy went from safe, carrying his primary by 80%, he's held office for 14 years, to now it looks like he's the favorite to lose tomorrow. We all know it has everything to do with his opposition to the Israel lobby. But what the pro-Israel forces will say tomorrow, what they are going to say is something a little bit sophisticated. It's just one layer deeper than that. They're going to tell everybody, no, 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 that has nothing to do with Israel, and it's just Trump. They're going to say it's actually totally innocuous. It's totally benign. They're going to say, actually, it's really not that deep. There's not a conspiracy. It's really just as simple as don't go against the leader of your party. Don't go against the president that runs the party that you are a part of. And you want to know how I know that? They have been running that op for the past year. For the past year, if you look at the cadre of pro-Trump, pro-Israel influencers, this is what they are all saying. Up to and including, by the way, Stephen Miller. What did Stephen Miller say on Twitter today? Stephen Miller, Mr. Based, the good Jew, the one who's been a loyal, dutiful racist since his high school days. That's why we can count on him. He's autistically thinking about mass deportations all the time. What did our guy, Stephen Miller, have to say about Thomas Massey? Today, Stephen Miller said, Thomas Massey voted against mass deportations. He voted against border security. I'm telling you, this is the line that the pro-Israel crowd is trotting out over and over and over again. You will see it all the time. Now that I'm telling you, you're going to see it. And what they're trying to do is make it so that they don't have to defend their position and they can talk past us. And what I mean by that is we are looking at this situation. And by the way, I don't necessarily agree with Thomas Massey on everything. I don't agree with every vote that he's taken. I don't even really ideologically agree with him as a small L libertarian, to be perfectly honest with you. However, I recognize that we have to stand behind him because he is under attack, and that makes him actually the standard bearer. It makes him a bellwether.
That's right. It's a referendum. We are an independent country. It's a referendum on foreign powers controlling our country. We'll be right back. Stay with us.